Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
John in Red Bank. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Great, big fan. Listening to you guys every day. Hey, listen. Does anybody else? I was sure that somebody would have called this in. I've been listening for a couple of years. The way Goodall announces the picks, if I could take you back to 83, when Pete Rozelle announced the New York Jets take a quarterback, and everybody thinks it's Marino, and then it's Ken O'Brien. And no disrespect to Ken O'Brien, I thought he was very good. But now they announce the name, then the position, and the school. Well, I mean, that doesn't bother. I mean, the mystery of a position and then a player is. I mean, I don't know, as a fan watching the draft, I love that. And we don't have it anymore. He hasn't done it that way in years.
Yeah, John, listen, I appreciate you watching the show and really like the kind words. And I hope you have a great weekend. That's one of the most bizarre criticisms I have ever heard from a caller
but I understand
to
what
this
he's
radio
saying.
Show.
So at number three, the Giants take edge rusher as opposed to saying Abdul Carter edge rusher. He wanted him to say edge rusher first, but then Abdul
right.
Carter.
No, I understand, but this I don't understand your anticipation builds up to saying with the number three overall selection the Giants take, your anticipation is there. You're telling me you need like another thing? Like that's like those people that end up hanging in their closet while they were spanking it. Like they needed one more thing to get over. Like it's not just the regular the regular thing is
and then
good enough
an
for
extra
you?
What wait, half hold second?
Wait, hold on. Somebody's hanging in a closet.
These guys know
it?
What I'm talking about.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Exactly. So it's the regular anticipation.
Somebody legitimately hanging by a rope.
Well, it's what happens. Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing that some people don't. Yeah,
yeah. If they screw up,
I've done that. No, I haven't done that. I think it's the saddest way ever to die. Like people have died that way. But like
they're not trying to commit suicide.
No, they're not.
No.
So that's what I'm trying to say is like the anticipation of the Giants select. You should anticipate, should be right that you now you need to hear the position.
The moment the Giants traded back into the the first round, we all knew they were taking a quarterback. I think what he was saying, Roger Goodell, not
yeah. By the way, Jane Goodall looked it up, still alive, 91.
Really?
Yeah, crazy.
All right. So anyway, Roger Goodell could have said with the Giants second pick in the first round, they select quarterback.
Yeah.
And you're all like, which one?
No.
Yeah, but it's an extra, second?
Yeah. Okay, you're hanging out there.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
the Giants select quarterback.
Yeah, see, Eddie knows what I'm talking about. See, it's sickos like that that are looking for that next little thing, end up getting yourself in trouble.
All right, I don't consider myself a sicko.
That mentality there gets you in trouble. Next thing you know.
You're hanging in the closet.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's go to Dan and Carteret. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? Feel Good Friday. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, definitely a Feel Good Friday, and calling to, kind of celebrate that I was right once again. I'm a visionary. I have phenomenal sports takes that I don't get credit for, and I nailed it. The Giants were not going to draft a top prospect black quarterback to be the face of their franchise. The Jackson Dart move is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'll agree with the back end of that the Jackson Dart move is ridiculous. But Dan, I will throw this at you. Hold on, wait.
Just calm down.
So, what do you say to the report from the number one NFL insider in the world, Adam Schefter, that the Giants made a big push and trade offer to the Tennessee Titans for number one to select Cam Ward, but the Titans said no because they wanted him that badly?
Yeah, they'd be foolish not to do that. As Boomer said when I called in on March 27th and gave my Giants black quarterback take, that was Yankees home opener day. There are so many things that go beyond behind the scenes, that go on behind the scenes of what these organizations and franchises do. You know, so they'd be foolish not to make that push because he was the number one
prospect.
They knew they were going to get it. Go ahead.
No, your entire take then falls to the ground. Then
no, it doesn't fall to the ground. You said you can't. You said just a little bit ago you can't believe that the Giants are going to turn over the keys to Jackson
Dart. That's a different argument.
And you're saying Boomer said it was a bold move. You're right, it's a bold move because Sanders and Milroe had way more hype around them than on people's mock draft picks. Above Jackson Dart.
Well, let me ask you this, though, to make sure, because I think the fundamental take that you have here, the foundation of your take is flawed. If the Giants didn't If the Giants didn't beat the Indianapolis Colts and had the number one overall pick, who would the Giants have drafted?
I don't know, Gio. I don't have a crystal ball.
You're weaseling. And by the way, who did Brian Daboll want in last year's draft that they couldn't get?
Jaden Daniels.
And who did Carson Shane want in last year's draft?
Jaden Daniels.
And what did he tell his dad?
He said, trade up to get Jaden Daniels. Why not? You only get this job once. You should try to win.
And it was another late victory that screwed him out of that.
Exactly. So,
and by the way, who did they try to replace Eli Manning with initially?
Geno Smith,
but he's not a draft.
And who are the quarterbacks for the Giants going into this season right now prior to Jackson Dart being here?
Russell Wilson.
Again, in Dan's warped world, they're not draft choices, so that does not count.
Yeah, but here's the thing that should count, and this is why I was annoyed at him. The thing that should count is he's agreeing with the report that, or saying that it's true, that what Adam Schefter said about trading up to get Cam Ward. So if you're saying that, and they would have drafted Cam Ward if the Titans said yes, then your entire house of cards take falls to the ground.
Yes.
Because it would have taken a black quarterback.
Exactly.
So then, if they had not beaten Indianapolis last year, they would have had the number one overall pick, which means they would have taken Cam Ward. So you can't then say, I don't know, I don't have a crystal ball. Clearly, with the way that it played out, if they had the number one overall pick, they would have taken Cam Ward. So
Dan just wants credit.
I mean, factually, this morning, they did not draft a black quarterback, but the circumstances, I still think, poke holes into his argument.
Oh, of course.
Weaseling his way out.
He's totally weaseling his way out.
You know, like a little eel.
Yeah.
Getting out of
slippery.
They get in those little holes underwater. Like, where did that thing go?
Very, very slippery, that guy.
Yeah, exactly.